Having crossed the Rappahannock on a series of pontoon bridges on the 12th of December, 1862, Union forces came into line in preparation for a massive frontal assault against the rebels on the high ground to the west. Beginning around 11 a.m. on the 13th, Sumner's men moved forward from Fredericksburg along a narrow front defined by two small bridges spanning a drainage ditch. In front of them, rebel riflemen were massed as many as four ranks deep behind a stone wall at the base of Mary's Heights, and as the blue lines came forward, they were systematically cut down. By 1:30, much of Sumner's command lay dead or wounded before the stone wall. On the Union left, Franklin's corps advanced against Jackson's position on Prospect Hill, where Meade's brigade struck a gap in the rebel line and seemed on the verge of breaking through. Rebel reserves soon filled the breach, however, and the Federals were driven back. Meanwhile, Hooker's troops had crossed the river and formed fresh battle lines in front of Mary's Heights. About 3:30, they started forward, their progress slowed by the fallen ranks of those who had preceded them. As these fresh troops made their way toward the stone wall, the wounded called out to them, imploring them to go back, but the call of honor was stronger. Moving forward into sheets of flame, they too were cut down in their thousands. Later in the course of a long December night, many of the fallen would freeze to death on the open ground.